welcome to a very special edition of the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as we celebrate Pastor Lori's 65th birthday. Our co-hosts today are Marisela Woodall, Lori Crable, Mondo De La Vega, Ricky Baker, and John Woodall. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, everyone, to Grace Street, and happy 65th birthday. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
65.
Okay, I know. It's a lot for me, too, but I'm grateful to be alive at 65.
Alive at 65, that rhymes.
I mean, I really am. I'm so thankful to the Lord. He's so good.
And you didn't think you'd make it.
No, Jim, are you kidding?
When you
but
were
that's
a teenager.
A whole other story.
But, and you got one of the new babies in your arms.
Kind of makes me want to cry, but... our sweet little girl, she reminds me so much of my little Lori. I mean, this is what little Lori looked like when she was a little baby girl. Aww. And she's a month old.
Cute.
Gabriella Ruth Crable. And we love her. She's just a month old, so you just can't get enough of newborns, right, moms and grandmas? I mean, you just stare at them, you just hold them, you just love them. And then Ricky and beautiful Brooke, well, first of all, there's Jacqueline sitting right there. And Jacqueline's 2 years old. Yay, Jacqueline! And they were just with us for several days at the house, and we were all together, and Jacqueline has a new baby brother.
That's right.
And his name is Luke Orson Baker.
Luke.
And they are, and so Luke and Gabriella were born within 24 hours of one another. Mm. So I just have to say this. I prayed for some August grandchildren because I was born in the month of August. And so I was like, oh, I pray they hold out. And sure enough, what happened, Lori?
That's right. August 1st is her birthday. And
August
then
2nd.
Luke was born on the 2nd. So we have August babies now.
Yay! So I'm so grateful because, you know, this is going to kind of sound weird, but for some of you, you might understand this. My grandpa, I had the most amazing grandfather. He was one of those men with the sweetest spirit, the most wonderful man, and he was the man that would go play Santa Claus at the Sears and Roebuck Day. Do you remember that? Sears and Roebuck days, Jim? Remember, it wasn't just Sears. It was Sears.
Oh, yes.
And
I worked there.
He would fly in on a helicopter, and all the kids would go and sit on his lap. But he would play Santa Claus because he loved children.
Oh.
And I was his only granddaughter, and then my two brothers, and we were his only grandchildren. But he ingrained this inside of my brain from the time I was born. He ingrained it. He said, the best people in the world are born in August. So I still believe that. But seriously, I'm so grateful. I mean, so grateful to have these grandchildren, so grateful to have these children that God gave us. Even you, Mondo.
Even me.
Even you. I don't know what I would do with that.
What's the official number of grandchildren, Lori?
The official,
I'm not allowed.
I have it written down. I'm going to write it down.
I evangelize it, I guess.
Yeah, you do. Seriously, our official number of grandchildren, starting with James, Tammy Sue's firstborn, and then Jonathan, but our official number is 15 grandchildren and one.
That's still pretty good.
And one great grandchildren. And that's Tammy Sue's grand little precious. Yes. Jet. He's beautiful. He looks like you guys.
He
looks like you. And he looks like Dad.
He does.
Doesn't he?
So cute. Just like Dad. They all do.
Strong genes. That's all I can say is strong.
But and what a blessing children are.
They are. They are a heritage from the Lord.
Yes.
They are.
And that's why America needs to continue to save the babies.
That's right.
The children, because there are, and God wants us to have children. Did you know that?
Yeah. That's it.
He didn't want us to kill our children. He wants us to have children.
That's it.
Because that's what he said. He said to multiply and to be fruitful.
I just never thought my little Ricky, you have to understand, I never thought my little Ricky would be sitting on the set here with his precious little Jacqueline.
I know.
There she is, Jacqueline Bell. Jacqueline Bell Baker. And to have your little guy, Ricky, is just such a blessing from the Lord. And we were... We're welcoming you home officially.
Yeah.
Ricky's coming back. Brooke, who I adore. I love Brooke. Brooke is my sister. Your wife, my daughter-in-law. And I have so many pictures just from the last few days. Now, Jacqueline's obsessed with the fly swatter, okay.
In true uncle fashion, Mondo gave her a fly swatter moments before we started the show. That would be a great idea.
Yeah.
But I wish we could have all the kids sitting on the set with us. Of course, it's school time.
Yes.
They're all back to school, and they look so cute. Mila, Mateo, look at Mondo. Okay.
You guys holding babies reminds me of holding twins.
Yeah, exactly. But now they're 12 years old, and they are just brilliant. Yeah. And we're so proud of Mondo and Beth and the parents that they are. You know, the thing about Mondo, I just have to, you know, I could talk about each and every single one of you up here, but the thing about you, Mondo, that I love so much is, Mondo and myself came into Jim's life 24 years ago. And, you know, little did we know what God was going to do. But God is just a God of miracles. He's a God of restoring. The things that the canker worm came to kill, steal, and destroy in our lives. Just go to Joel 2. But, you know, Mondo, it was my birthday. The official birthday is August 30th. And then 5 days later, September 4th, Jim and I were married. Yeah. And I only knew this guy 7 months.
That's next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got you covered.
Yeah, honey.
Too much.
Anyway, but, you know, it's just such an honor. Mm. But I've watched Mondo serve, and I've watched him be on and grow on this broadcast, and at the same time raising twins, and at 12 years old, and they're gorgeous. I mean, beautiful.
The picture we just had on the screen, there was James and Jonathan in that picture.
At our wedding. Remember that?
There, Sue. Is that you, Sue?
Yes.
And there is Jamie Charles.
Look at that.
And he was my best man, I believe.
Yeah.
And
yes, they love wearing those tuxedos too, those kids.
It was an amazing wedding, Lori.
It was. Beautiful. And I want to thank John and Joyce Cruz. I love you, John and Joyce.
We're on top of the mountain there
in Burbank,
and they
didn't have a penny to our name, literally.
We met at the Dream Center where dreams come true, I guess. and we had no place to get married, and John and Joyce said, "Well, you can get married in our yard." And they had wedding flowers and stuff that they had stored away and all. And so they just threw a wedding for us.
They put together the whole thing. That's all I can remember is Mondo and you and myself going to pick out the wedding cake. And I think it was Tres Leches or something like that. No, I don't know. But I don't think I had a taste of it. And Leanne put together
Is Leanne here?
In the audience. Leanne was there. Mondo was
there. She put on a spread. Everything was supernatural.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot to do on today's program.
Right.
And so I'm just going to read a couple verses Psalms 31 is big. It's a very long psalm.
Yes, it is.
But I'm just going to read the first three verses of 31, and this is who Lori is. It says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her worth is far above rubies. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? The heart of her husband safely trusts in her so that he will have no lack of gain. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And it goes on to talk about this woman. She weaves, she tends the gardens, and does all kinds of things. And she rises while it's yet night and gives food to her household, feeds her poor husband who's had a stroke, and tries to raise all the grandkids and remember their birthdays when Grandpa doesn't remember much. So that's what I was here to talk about, honey. I wanted to talk about you and how much I love you.
Yeah. I love you, too.
No, I knew you were in love when you gave the keys to the Jeep away.
You can't get over that.
No, I can't, because we were left homeless. No, we were left without a car. And I said, what are you doing? That's the only car we have. She needs the car, you know. And I said, why? Because she needs to come back and give me the keys back. So I knew you had a plan.
Oh, John
Baker. I see what you were doing. But I remember telling you when you were walking out in the parking lot, and I said, please come back.
I'll never forget it.
You have done something to him that no one else could have done, and that was to find love. There's something about love that we can't take for granted. Mm. And the older you get, you appreciate love more than you were when you were young.
True.
Because when you're young, you think you're in love with everything that moves, right? You're sick, until you go through some things. But I can tell you one of my favorite stories about you is when you and Dad decided to take on the kids. Mm. The world said, don't do it. People around you said, don't do it. Some people got mad. Some people left. But yet, the vision in front of you to take on these kids.
You were living with us at that time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You've been with us for 24 years. Oh,
throughout the different seasons of life. And I want to tell you, one of the greatest seasons was a Camp Hope. Yes. Even though it didn't make sense to be at Camp Hope, it did not make financially sense to be there. But yet God had a plan to take on the kids and to adopt them. And no one knew what the future was going to look like. Mm-mm. The only thing that I knew is that the two of you said yes. And it shocked the world. It shocked the world around you. It shocked the people around you. But look at the blessings today of what happened that day when you said yes. Mm-mm. And Camp Hope became really a camp that all of us grew up in and working every day. Yeah. And you had us painting. I mean, these girls that were painting. Don't get fooled. Yeah. They were painting.
And they were little kids. I mean, but it is an amazing story. Maybe someday we should, you know, just share that whole entire story with you. I think you'll find it. We've never told it. We give bits and pieces, right, guys?
Yeah, that's right.
And there's just bits and pieces, but it all started in the inner city of Phoenix, Arizona, in the hardcore ghetto in the inner city, where the Lord led me to this family, and they're my family. And I used to, and I remember when I met you, Jim, and we were going to, you were going to officially go ask for my dad's hand in marriage, which was, you know, really sweet because, I mean, Jim was 58 and my dad was just a few years older. And, I mean, you know, and this is, you know, both of our second marriages and all that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, he wants to go to my dad? Okay, you have to understand, Jim. So I pick him up at the Phoenix airport, and people had tried to find my picture, and they went to my big church, Phoenix First Assembly of God, and everybody wanted a picture of this girl that Jim Baker was going to marry. And so, because the word got out somehow, and that no one, my pastor, Tommy Barnett, all the pastors in the church, they covered me, and they said, we don't have pictures of her. So the next thing I know, I go home to Phoenix to my apartment, and I open the door, And there is a, like a police sketch, even though, like, you know who those police sketches look like? Like a police sketch of me on the TV, on the local news. The local, you know, Phoenix
How did
girls.
They put that sketch together, I wonder? All the descriptions?
I have no idea. But all I know is I never had a police sketch before. Well, but I was just like, you know, but that was God. And when I came, you know, to pick you up at the airport in downtown Phoenix, and I said, you know, Jim, as I was going up on the freeway, we call them freeways back there, when I was going up on the freeway, I just said, you know, before we go meet my dad, you know, that runs gambling stuff, before I go, we go meet him, I said, I want you to meet my family. And I really didn't know what I was really speaking. I knew, but I didn't know. Yeah. And he goes, you have a family? And I go, yes. And so I take him to the inner city. We were passing right by it. And you were like, what's going on? I go, well, you know, they're you're going to be maybe a little surprised. But... we walked.
Yeah, when you had 25 kids already. I didn't know that.
Yes. In a one bedroom, there was nothing. They had nothing, 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 nothing. But the thing is, Lori, sitting right next to me, holding her sweet little baby. Do you want a nurse? Something like you want a nurse. Holding her sweet little baby right now. But little Lori was named after me because... their birth mom wanted me in that delivery room. And she called me the church lady. And so the rest is history. We have a big, huge story. But we're grateful to God.
And Sue, we're going to sing happy birthday to Lori.
Okay.
And this is the old-fashioned version.
I love this one.
Happy, happy birthday, Lori. Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday, Lori. May all your dreams come true. Happy, happy birthday, Lori. You know.
That's a little before your time.
No. I'm a 50s girl. I was born in 57. So,
I'm a 50s.
Perfect.
But I'm a 50s boy. If I'm.
Oh, now we're going to Blueberry Hill. Boy.
Oh, that was my favorite song.
All right, honey.
Blueberry Hill.
We only have a few minutes left. I know
we're talking about. I know. We've wasted half the show already.
That's wonderful.
But this is fun. This is what parties are supposed to be. Happy, happy, happy parties. And so, where was I going here? we have in celebration of your birthday, honey, we have a video. And so, let's watch that video right now, Lori. This is for you. Watch the screen.
I was very pregnant. Very much ready to have my first child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very excited about having my first child. Mm-hmm. And didn't know in those days if you're having a girl or a boy. Mm-mm. Nobody did.
Wow.
And so you just showed up at the hospital when it was time. And that's what we did. And at 3:00 in the morning on August the 30th, this beautiful, beautiful child was born.
Aww.
My introduction to motherhood was with Lori Beth Graham.
And you've been together ever since.
We have.
Happy birthday, my dear friend Lori. It only seemed like yesterday that you were that young girl that walked into a room and literally lit the room up. But to me, you'll always be that little girl that went out and built a bus route and brought little hurting kids to church and loved them. I love you so much. I love the Baker family so much. May this be a wonderful day of celebration on your birthday. And know I wish I was there to be a part of it. Happy birthday, Lori.
To my beloved sister in Christ, Lori Baker. Lori, happy birthday. We are all joining together, my sister. We take pause, even in the midst of all the spiritual warfare of occupying until Jesus comes. We take pause for a moment to celebrate with you. Happy birthday, dear woman of God, dear sister in Christ.
I want to say, Lori, that it is a great joy in my life to count you as a friend and as my sister. Lori, you are a precious jewel in the kingdom of God. You are a precious vessel of gold that God has taken from the furnace and has appointed for great and mighty things, a vessel of honor. God bless you, Lori. Happy birthday and shalom, my friend.
Lori, this is Pastor Kilpatrick. You know, when I first saw Jim advertise that you were going to be his wife, you know what the first thought that crossed my mind was? Boy, she's pretty. After I got to know you, I found out that you were just as sweet as you was pretty. There's always kindness on your face. Everything to do with Lori is beautiful. And that's the way I feel about you. And I love you. And I wish you a happy 65th birthday. I believe God's going to give you many, many more. So God bless you today.
Hi, everybody. This is Sandy Patty. And it is my great honor to wish my new friend, Lori Baker, a very happy birthday. You know, there are people that you meet, and even though you've never known them, it feels like you've known them forever. That is how I felt when I met Lori Baker for the first time, like 2 weeks ago. May your best years be ahead of you, and I so wish you a very, very happy birthday to you.
What do you think of that? Sandy Patty wishing you your new friend.
Well, we fell in love with each other immediately. And to have my pastor, Tommy Barnett, that means more to me than you'll ever know. I love you, Pastor. You discipled me. You mentored me. You prayed for me for many years as I was at the altar and healing and crying. And just all I wanted was Jesus. All I wanted was to fall in love with him. And then I think of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. He truly is one of my dearest friends in all the world. He's like a brother to me. And so I'm so grateful for him. And I and Pastor John Kilpatrick, I just watched you yesterday on, you know, I mean, I'm a John Kilpatrick. I love him so very much. And he ministers to me. And I DVR him. I watch him all the time in his sermons. And so all these precious, wonderful people, I want to thank you. But when I saw my mom, this is a thing. It was a year ago right now. And mom, okay, she had a doctor's appointment that day. And my cousin, Patricia, my cousin Pat was helping to take care of mom. And mom said, I'm canceling that doctor's appointment. I don't care what. I'm going to be there for Lori's birthday celebration. I'm going to be there for her. And little did we know that mom would go home to be with Jesus 3 weeks later. I was born August 30th. She was born September 23rd. And I never dreamt in a million years that she'd only have a few days, literally a few short weeks. What you just saw with my mom, who was literally the greatest mom on the face of this earth. All I can say is that it's been the hardest year of my life. I've never cried so many tears. I show up here to do the show. Sometimes I struggle with it, and I just want to get on my face and cry. But I spend my alone time when I that mourning, that deep grieving that you have to go through in order to stay healthy emotionally, spiritually, and going through all her things. Wait till I show you all these amazing things that mom. All her little notes, all her little everything. I'm reading everything. And she, all I can say, was the greatest woman that I've ever known in my life. She was my mentor. She was my mother. She believed in me. And because of her prayers and my grandmother's prayers, the three generations, if it wasn't for those prayers, I know I wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
So, and I know this, the kids wouldn't be here today because she took the kids in. There's my grandma. These are old pictures. Aww. Like, you know, that's my real color hair, guys. Anyway, if it wasn't for my beautiful, godly grandmother and my beautiful, godly mother who lived for Jesus their whole entire lives, their whole lives. They never strayed from him.
Amen.
And they were a testimony to me, even when I went through a few years of rocky years.
Yeah.
They always stood by my side, never condemned me, but they're there. And there's Cousin Pat on the end. That she had a broken leg there. But that's a Mother's Day. That's a Mother's Day back in Phoenix. Aww. Many, many years ago with Grandma, Mom, and there's my brothers, New York City. I mean, we have so many pictures.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that I'm so honored. And there's my 57th birthday, I think it says there. And there's a bunch of kids at the house.
Yes.
And I think we were only missing Marie that day. You know. But I just want to say I'm so grateful for the best mother in the entire world, literally. Mm-hmm. And I just wish, and I know she probably can. I don't know for sure, but I just always wanted her to see little Lori's youngest right now, Ricky's youngest right now, because I don't know, why did Grandma just, your grandma, you call her G-Mom. And she just loved Ricky Baker. Yeah. I mean, in
I
a big
her,
way,
yeah.
in a big way. Not that
right.
she didn't love you guys. I'm just saying she
I was
just.
Favorite, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. None of us her favorite. Lori's the name. Say Ricky just adored.
Oh,
she just adored
she
Ricky.
She told me that I was the favorite. So.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about Proverbs 31 earlier, and verse 25 specifically says that she is clothed with dignity, and that truly was Grandma Char.
Yeah.
But not only was that Grandma Char, I believe that is also you.
Yeah.
And I don't think you even understand the level of dignity that your spirituality is clothed in. The verse then carries on to say that so she can laugh at the future. Some
translations
say, so she can have joy for the future. And you're giving women so much joy for the future. You're
Amen.
Allowing them to be able to laugh again.
Yeah.
Not only because you're a great woman, you're a great role model, but because you're fighting for life.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting for the things that actually
Absolutely.
Matter while we're here during this short blimp of life that we have here. So thank you for being a mother that other mothers can look at and say, I want to be like that one day.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're facing one of the most difficult times of our ministry, and to be celebrating birthdays and celebrating in another week, we celebrate our anniversary.
Yeah.
And sometimes you think, well, I just don't even want to celebrate because the struggle sometimes is bigger than the ability to carry it. Mm-hmm. But with God, we can do all things. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And Marcella, you put together in honor of Mom. What'd you call it? Her favorite stuff?
Yes, that's right. In honor, yes,
some of your favorite
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just a couple, and we're going to talk about a few here today. Of course, there's going to be more on our website. Always go to the website, jimbakershow.com, because we always have amazing
offers
there.
But I'm asking folks
to
help. If we've ever needed financial help, we need it now.
That's right.
And if you want to participate in Lori's birthday party, because all of this goes to
The
ministry on TV.
Yes,
that's
Lori
right.
doesn't get any of it except she gets to eat a piece of cake. But
yeah.
Well, can Tammy Sue, do you mind? Can we talk about something that we put together?
Yes.
Specifically in honor.
Yes.
So, Sue, go ahead. Take it away.
In honor of Mom's 65th birthday celebration, we are offering for the first time ever something that is very, very special, and we hope that it means a lot to you, too. But this is the very first, the Best of Life with Lori DVD.
Yes.
Yay. And isn't that, and Kimberly just told me this is season one.
This is season one.
Right.
This is volume one.
Volume one.
Yes. And you've got guests like Pastor Jim Baker.
Yes.
And Grandma Shar and Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. And Alveda King, and Lori's House Moms, and Grandma's Tea Party with Olivia and Mila. There's going to be just wonderful, wonderful half-hour episodes, 6 half-hour episodes on this DVD, The Life Best of Life with Lori. And also, you're going to get a bonus of More Than I Could Ever Ask, Mom's book. And this is an incredible, incredible book, a book of her story and her incredible life with Pastor Jim Baker as well. And you get this bundle for a love gift of $25 to the ministry. The number on your screen is 1-888-988-1588. That includes shipping and handling. So give us a call right now.
Now, Sue,
and
they get the hardback edition of Mama Lori's book.
Yes.
That is rare because
there
won't be any more of the hardback editions. And that is a book that changed more lives.
Yes.
And that would be a book that, if you haven't given it to a loved one or somebody, maybe even had gone through abortions or all kinds of things, it is, it's one of the greatest books I think that a woman's ever written.
Absolutely.
I think it's
a
great
book
for
women.
Beautiful
pictures as well.
And I have to say, because it wouldn't be Mom's birthday unless I put together a friends and family offer.
That's right.
You know how important it is. Mom's always like, we have to share it. So we did put together for this volume one, you're going to receive 3 of the DVDs plus 3 of the hardcover books, More Than I Could Ever Ask, for a donation of $65 to the ministry that includes shipping and handling. And so Mom's always, she's always believed, and she's instilled that inside of us to always share. If when God is moving, when God is ministering to you, use those tools to minister to others who are in your life. And so we want to make that available today. That's for a donation of $65. That includes shipping and handling as well. And I do want to say, if I can, Dad, I'm going to introduce a very special birthday greeting from one of our dear friends, and he has an amazing announcement for all of our viewers. So let's watch this together.
Hi, Lori. Happy birthday to one of the most Christ-like people I have ever met. You're a beautiful woman inside and out, with a perfect combination of a fun-loving personality with a venturesome spirit to go along with your heart of gold, your compassion, your love for your fellow man and your Heavenly Father. I have thoroughly enjoyed my association and friendship with you and Jim over the years, and think of some of the fun and great times we've had together, like snowmobiling and skiing in the mountains of Utah. I want to wish you the very best of birthdays. You deserve the best. Love you, Lori. Happy birthday.
Mom, do you have a video to introduce to us?
Yes. Listen, we got birthday greetings from some of our special friends that wanted to say happy birthday to you. Let's go ahead and watch this.
Happy birthday to you, my sweet friend. Thank you for being that friend. That friend that most people never ever get to experience in their lifetime. You are that friend. You have seen me in my highest highs and my lowest lows. I want you to know that I am praying blessings and prosperity and health over you in huge proportions in the years to come. Have a wonderful day. Know you are loved and honored. Love you, my sweet friend.
Hello, Lori Baker. Happy birthday, 65th. I can't believe that. You look so good. God has used you to change the world, change the face of the earth, and you have many more years to literally shake nations. Love you so much. God bless you.
Boy, they tell me, the little birdie told me you're about to celebrate your 37th birthday. Well, maybe like Pat Boone, maybe you're a little bit late, but as you always do, and I try to, at the end of things, everything's right on time. And I must say, you don't look like you're a day over 36. Stay well, keep doing what you're doing, keep healthy, take good care of each other, stay close to the Lord, and look, 38's not gonna be too bad. You won't mind that at all.
Hello, Lori, my friend. I love you, and I wanna wish you a very happy birthday. Thank you for all the difference you make in this world. The world is a better place because you were born. You are loved, you are appreciated, admired, respected, and I wish I am with you in person to give you a hug today, but instead I'm sending you a video, and I hope Jim and the family are spoiling you rotten. I love you. Have a very happy birthday.
Jim and Lori, we want to greet you from Voice of Evangelism headquarters. And Lori, on behalf of myself, my wife, and our staff, we wish you a very, very happy birthday. You know, in Jim Baker's life, God appointed you and chose you for the season that you're now in to do the work of God and also to be a part of Jim's life. And you guys make an absolutely fantastic team. I call you Ken and Barbie. You know, you look so cute together on the set. You work together well. I just hope you have a great birthday, and I hope you have many more, and you can continue to do the great work that the Lord has called you to do. We need everybody in these last days to do what the Lord has assigned them to, and you guys are doing a great job at that. And we just continue to pray the blessings of God on you and the entire family. Have a great day.
Ken and Barbie.
Man, okay.
You're a big deal.
That's big deal.
I'm the oldest Ken in the world.
Ken and Barbie. I love it.
That was nice of him to say that.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. And yeah. The first one that you saw, Susan, we went to Master's Commission together. She was young. I was young. Well, I was kind of young. But we went through Bible school together, Bible training together. And she is one of the best friends in my entire life. And boy, does she know me. and the same, you know. And then to have Perry Stone and all these amazing people. Thank you, guys. Yeah. These are the best.
Isn't that beautiful?
The best of the best. Yeah. I mean, really. They all are. And Alveda, I just want to mention that. I love Alveda King.
Yeah. And so, Cindy Jacobs was
there. Cindy. I'm hanging on every word she had to say. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Cindy, what are you going to prophesy into me? But, I mean, we can call each other and, you know, all that. Text each other, all, you know, these people. Yeah. And so it's just an honor. Yes, it's an honor to know them, because these are the mighty warriors and the mighty people of God.
Amen.
And I am honored every day on this set.
Yes.
I am honored.
That's right. In honor of your birthday today, Cindy Jacobs was the one that prophesied over you that we would start Lori's House here. And today we have some of our beautiful mamas here and our amazing, amazing leadership staff, Wendy, Dawn, Pastor Joe, and Miss Becky.
Yeah.
So amazing. And today we have a special offer, the Lori's House Support Bundle. And in this bundle, you're going to receive one PTL Restoration Bible. Marisol is holding there for me.
I love
one of
my favorite.
This is our set Bible, right, Mom?
Yep. I love this Bible. I love it.
We love the MEV version,
and it's large print. That's gonna be I'm able to read it.
This will be the last year we offer this Bible. Okay, it's almost gone.
I love this Bible so much.
We do. And, of course, your book, More Than I Could Ever Ask, which shares your testimony, and also the toggle bracelet, which I'm wearing today. We love this bracelet.
Yeah, this was the Tiffany-inspired toggle bracelet right here. It's included in this offer as
which is amazing. For just a donation or more, $45 or more to the ministry, which includes shipping and handling.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Absolutely. So call us today. You can order any of the products that we've offered today. You can call 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to the website, and Marisela shared there might be some other surprises there, so be sure and check it out.
Yes.
I personally want to thank you for helping to keep this ministry on the air, and we have so much more in the works that you guys are going to be so excited about. But also, I want to just say one of my favorite things, for real, one of my favorite things is the monthly offer. Yes. When you do your monthly support to the ministry.
Yes.
And Nana, why
that's right. That's
us?
Our new PTL club. So the new PTL club is back. And so what we did, Mom, which is so exciting, and thank you for all your feedback. We're getting amazing feedback.
We are.
You guys are loving the PTL club. We created a site where you could go to have complete access to our archive libraries. Mom, you're even in there preaching and teaching. So it's been awesome to watch you doing that. But we have also messages from Dad. All of his prophetic words, current, up to date, are on the PTL Club site. So when you join our monthly, that's $1 a day, $30 a month, you can automatically get access to the PTL Club site. There's interviews with Dad and Ronald Reagan.
Right.
We have behind the scenes. I have to say, Mondo, this is probably the most loved. We're getting the most feedback on the behind the scenes. I love it. Mondo just takes that camera back there and he starts rolling. Because we often used to say the best shows happen in the green room right before you come out. And so now you can watch them live. Mondo's there, and he's taking you there, and he's having our guests right before the show just ministering and just also having fun as well.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, one of my favorite things is that they can be themselves back there.
Yeah.
And something happens when they can be themselves. They have a special message for you.
That's
for
right.
For all of us. They share insight stories about their family, what they're going through. These are things that they're not talking about publicly because they're never asked. Yet, I ask behind the scenes, what's going on with you?
And
I wanted to take you inside of what happens behind the scenes, not just in the green room, but behind the scenes in our lives.
And you made it now so I can, I'm going to be doing daily things.
Yes.
Is what's going on, and I'm going to be able to talk about it immediately because there's so much in my head that if I don't get it out when it's happening, then it's, you know, when we get on the air, we have a guest, so we live at a time. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and we're working on that with you
and
behind
Ricky's
the
here
scenes, and
to be
Ricky
a part of this new part of this new outreach. That so, if we go off the air in your area, just keep looking because we're still on. I mean, we'll be on all over the place because we're not giving
all
up.
All forms of media.
That's
we're
right.
Gonna be, don't worry. We're not going away.
You know, and one of the things that we love and you're passionate about, Mom, is the news. And we cannot do the show without including the news.
Yes.
But it's because it's for a reason. All of the products that we offer is to get you prepared for a headline like this one. Happy birthday on your headlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi mayor urges residents to get out now. States braces for a river flooding after a record rainfall. This is a major headline because if you remember, if you watch the prophecy that Dad gave all throughout the year, and if you haven't read the book, you can make it. There's prophecy there about flooding taking place in major areas. Now, what happens when floodings take place? The water issue becomes an issue all around us, right? Drinking water. And this is one of the products that, you know, we happen to have, not just to have it just with us, just to get you prepared. Why? Because one of the things that happens is that 75% of the water that we drink is always away from home.
Yeah.
Remember, 75%. So you want to make sure that the water that you're drinking is being filtered by the right filter. Not all water filters are made equal. But today, for your birthday, we wanted to offer a PH2O 24-ounce thermal water bottle for a gift of $20 to the ministry. That is just for one. And you have a choice.
Amazing.
You can either get a black one or you can get a white one.
I love that white one.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Favorite.
But this thermal, it produces up to 200 gallons of filtered water on the go. Remember, 75% of the water we drink is away from home. Most of the people that are dealing with this flooding right now are away from home. There is no way they can get back home right now.
Right.
You got to make sure you have
you know
the right
people
water.
People pay $5,000 to get water like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Absolutely. Yes.
And
Echoline
so this is because our time is almost out, This is a water filtration system. Yes. Everybody, take advantage of that.
Listen, call right now, 1-888-988-1588. Better yet, you can get 6 of the 24-ounce thermal water bottles for a donation of $100 to the ministry. For more products, just go to jimbakershow.com.
They're all beautiful. Right, birthday girl.
Yes,
we have
ma'am.
One last video for
oh,
you today. And
oh, man.
Let's roll that for her right now.
Hi, I'm Bishop Ron Webb, and what a delight to help celebrate one of the classiest lady in the kingdom of God. She's classy, she's sassy, and her name is Lady Lori Baker. Happy birthday. And when I think of you, Lady Lori, I think of Rizpah in the Bible. She was a fighter in the spirit, but also, amen, think about Sarah, which was a woman of faith. So I pray blessings upon your life. 65, still alive and kicking. God bless you.
Sister Lori, happy, 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 happy birthday. What an amazing milestone in your life. I know I've been there and done that. But in the meantime, I just wanted to tell you that I love you, your precious family. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of all of that. And I wanted also to say that you guys mean the world to me and the ministry that God has given me. You've been such an instrumental part of that. So again, Sister Lori, may the Lord bless you and keep you always in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Happy birthday.
50 years ago, I met a man called Jim Baker who changed my life. I watched him go through unbearable loss. And then one day I heard of a girl called Lori Graham. Wow. She changed his life. She's changed my life. She's changed so many lives. Happy birthday, Lori. I love you so much. And I appreciate your amazing heart for the world. And I pray that this year is going to be the greatest year of your entire life. Happy birthday. God bless.
Hi, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I am Sharon Gilbert, and we are honored to get to wish Lori Baker a very happy birthday.
We see the children and the kind of children that you have raised, and that speaks to your character. You have created, you will leave quite a legacy.
Yes, so. Indeed you will. So please, may the Lord grant you many, 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 many more years to celebrate. And we are going to celebrate on our own, wishing you a very happy birthday. We love you, Lori.
Here we go. Say aga popoli, Lori, we do love you. In you we can see the love of Jesus. Say aga popoli, Lori, we love you. Thee.
Thee?
She's a saint.
You are a saint. She is. So I like that.
Say aga popoli, Lori, we love you. Say aga popoli, Lori, we do love thee. And sing with joy and
now let's do it the way we should do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Dear Lori. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
love
birthday.
You.
We love you, sweetheart.
Well, it wasn't perfect, but, you know,
neither were we.
No one's perfect. You're close to. But we love you so much,
yes,
and Jim, and have a wonderful day, a happy birthday. And you have many, many more birthdays up until the Lord returns, for sure.
Yes.
So God bless you. Always appreciate you guys so much.
Love you so.
Happy birthday. Say aga popoli. Bye.
Wow, I love, I'm so honored. I love each and every single one of them. And we had so much fun at Dino's 80th birthday
celebration.
I mean, it was the most wonderful time, and it was exciting. But all that to say, I mean, I know we have a lot to go. We have a few minutes left, but I just want to read. I know maybe you guys have other things, but to me, the Word of God is the most important thing in the world.
Amen.
And we must stay close to the Word of God. You know, what I call my life scripture, when I started signing autographs and writing books and all that, I always would write down Romans 8:28. I chose that scripture. It's probably been the hardest scripture I've lived through this past year, but it's the most beautiful scripture. First of all, Romans 8, the whole chapter, is my favorite chapter in the whole Bible. This is the Word of God. And I mean, everything's created in the Word of God. It's the Word of God. But for me, so when I wrote that book, my book, you know, back in 2000, and how could I have lived through all the things I lived through? But here's what it says. It says that we know that all things, no matter what you've been through, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
And it's real. It really is real. Yeah, there are days that I'm like, wow, especially this last year, I'm like, I don't understand God. Believe me, I've wrestled with God. I fought with God. I fought with Jim. How does this scripture really work? Mom's in heaven. I can't believe she is in heaven and left me here. And, you know, that's selfish to say, but I still can't believe it. There are days I'm just, you know how it is. You want to pick up the phone and call your mom. We talked every single day of our life. She helped found this ministry. Yes. It was Jim,
amen,
myself, my mom, Char Graham, who truly was an angel. She took on all the kids, yes, loved them all dearly. They all have their stories of who they called Grandma Char. But I want to share with you her favorite scripture in all the Bible. And now I also believe, I'm claiming this one now, Mom. And she always said this her whole entire life, ever since I was born in 1957. The love of God. This is in Romans 8. What then shall we say to those things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not himself also freely give us these things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. It is he who condemns. It is Christ who died. Yes, who is risen, who is also on the right hand of God. Always remember that. Jesus is on the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
Yes, amen.
Jesus is interceding for you day and night. Day and night, he's literally interceding for you. And here it is, the one she loved. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Through him who loved us.
Yes.
For I am persuaded that neither life or death or principalities, angels or powers, neither things present nor to come, neither height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And that's to encourage you today. And there, yeah, she is, you know.
Amen.
There she is.
Amen.
And I just praise God and thank God for an amazing mom and grandma. husband.
We should have had a 2-hour birthday because we could have done 2 hours.
Well, we could have preached to you all day long. But I love you. And the most important thing is I want you to know on every single morning, somehow I don't even understand how I did it, but I trained myself as I'm waking up in the morning to put on the full armor of God.
Yes.
And the next thing I do is I plead the precious blood of Jesus over my entire family and over you, our precious partners, over you, the people who believe in us. I read your letters. Yeah. I read your cards. If I could sit and read them, I read stacks and stacks of them the other day, and your encouragement means more than you will ever know. There are no words. And because of you, we are still broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ. So thank you, everybody. We love you.
Don't forget, today the nation is running low on food. The world is running low on food.
Yes.
Many of the prophets are prophesying famine coming to the whole world. We have our food buckets. We can get 1,000 of them a month. And I want you to get your food order in before it's too late. And these buckets sell for about $250 now in the stores.
In retail. All. Mm-hmm.
And ours includes shipping and handling as well. So it's a really good deal. It's a 30-year shelf life food. But I want you to do that. I want you to be able to have food in the time of trouble. We've stored away food. We've had people store away food for many years. Many people will be ready, but millions will not be ready. But start your food shipping today. Call 1-888-988-1588. And it's just $215 for the 60-meal 30-year shelf life food. We have to go, and everything you give, I know Lori's going to appreciate it because it's her birthday, but I tell you what, we are at a point where we're going to need help. I have this little sign that's in my office. It says, "You're going to make it today because God is on the throne."
Amen.
So,
yes, He is.
I just wanted to leave that for you, somebody today. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.